I think a lot of you know that I admire the songs and hymns that of our church, the great wisdom that's captured there, especially prayer-filled ones like the hymn that we've just sung. As I'm reading that again, I'm just sensing God's Spirit prompting me. You could do an entire sermon series, if not just at least one sermon, just on those words that are there. But let me just grab this one thought from the verses that we heard. I claim a place, though weak and lowly, among your saints, your chosen host. Some of us might be coming in here weak and lowly right now. Certainly the pandemic is swinging its sword through our community again. Fear's high. Positivity rates are high. I think some of us are weary and worn out from how long this has lasted. We could very easily say, I'm feeling weak and lowly. Might be other circumstances in our lives. Somebody we're missing, or you know, an uncertainty about the future. A wonder how we ever get through this situation. We come in that way. But we can claim a place as a child of God, not because there's anything great about us, but we can claim a place because God has put his claim on us. God has claimed us as his own. And I could probably end the message right now, but I want to flash forward you to that gospel reading and to that moment when the Father said to Jesus, when the Spirit came upon him at his baptism and the Father's voice spoke from heaven, "You are my child, whom I love, and with you I'm well pleased." Those words, that blessing, has been repeated a billion times and counting over every single one of our heads at our baptism. Weak and lowly, the world wears us down in our circumstances, yes. But we can claim the strength, and we can claim the standing of being a child of God through this incredible gift of baptism that we have from Jesus. I hope that can soak in, and I hope I can revisit that here even before we left. But with that in mind, I'd ask you to think about this question. Think about now the opposite of it. Think about us not having any of that standing, any of that being a son or daughter of God. Think about us facing all of the worries, all the weights, everything this world is going through, or you personally are going through. Think about facing it all alone, without God, without his promises, without his presence. As tough as 2021 might have felt, imagine how absolutely horrifying, absolutely crushing 2022 or any year of our lives would be if we were alone and apart from God. Jesus could imagine that. Jesus, in such love, said once in his gospel, "If you are apart from me, you can do nothing. You'll struggle. You'll suffer. It is not my will or my heart for you." He knew how much we needed to abide in him, remain in him, have his life in us to strengthen us for everything that we face. So it's not just you facing the fear, it's you and Jesus going through the fear together. It's not just you facing the difficulty or the depression or the other challenge. It is you and Jesus going through that. And as the poster I remember seeing years ago when I first became a Christian said, "You plus Jesus equals a majority." I like that. And that's what baptism does. It's you plus Jesus. Well, if we think about that, if we realize that's what's being said in the epistle reading for us today. If you've been united with him in a death like his, Jesus dying on the cross, but us in baptism getting united to him so now we're dead to sin, we've died a death with him, so we don't have to physically die. We vicariously die with him in our baptism. Then if we've been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection. That death isn't the end. The straight line on the heart monitor is not the end. For the new life, the eternal life, the resurrection life that beats inside of us, because of Jesus and through our baptism, means you and I live on forever. And you and I face everything that we're going to face, united with him. Oh, that gives us absolute courage. I remember the first time I was standing in a pulpit, I got so nervous. I swore I saw one of my meanest seminary professors about three rows from the back just glaring at me. And I put my head down for a second and I said, Jesus, I know you're with me. And with his help, I lifted my head up and I've tried to preach ever since. Some success, some struggles, but always with Jesus. Always with him, united with him. Think of when you faced that test of passing your driver's license. Think of any test we've ever faced at work, at home, any struggles. We don't face any of it alone. David tried to capture those words in the 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the very darkest valley, I will not fear, for you are with me. It's not that I'm so huge and strong that I can figure out my way through any of it, or you are. We're not smart enough, rich enough, whatever, to get through all that life and eternity will throw our way. But with him, we can do all things. With him, we can face all things. United with Jesus, we get through it all. Even the things that just seem like absolute fog and befuddlement to us right now. I hope we also understand something precious about, it's not just Jesus with us because he has to be. You know, it's not as if when we got baptized, the Father slapped a set of handcuffs on Jesus' wrist and handcuffed Jesus to you and or to me and said, all right, son, you know, I know the cross was tough, but you're stuck with this one. You walk with him the best you can. No, it's not that he's stuck with us. It's that he loves us and chose to stick himself to us, to abide and be united with us. Jesus came and he made the choice to come, to leave heaven, to fulfill the Father's plan, to take our place. Did you hear those words in the Old Testament reading Mike read for us? Because I love you and you are precious in my sight, I will give others in exchange for you. In the Old Testament times, that was other people who were offered as a sacrifice. For us, the ultimate fulfillment of that is Jesus given in exchange for you and for me. He didn't deserve to suffer on that cross. I did. He didn't deserve to have the Father turn his back on him. You and I did. But Jesus chose to come be God with us. And he chooses every single day to stay with us because of our baptism. I think another point that's really important for us to get is this moment of Jesus being baptized. I'll unpack this even further in our Bible class to go into it, but just a tiny bit. He's coming to get baptized. You and I come to get new life, right? Jesus wasn't coming to get new life when he was baptized. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. And Matthew's gospel, he reports that when Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized, Matthew 3, verse 13, John tried to stop him. Wait. I need to be baptized by you. You're holier than I am. I need what you have. But Jesus makes this incredible statement. He says, let it be done. Because it's what's proper to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, Jesus wasn't coming to get made righteous in baptism. He was coming to infect us with righteousness. He was coming to unite himself to us, to give us his righteousness. And he showed it by every obedient step in his life on earth. He showed it by that sacrificial death, even death unto the obedience to God and death under the cross for us. He did it to fulfill all righteousness and to give all righteousness. And so I think the question that we want to hear on this Sunday when we remember Jesus' baptism and we think about our own is if he loved us that much, if he suffered that much for us, was willing to die for us so we could be united with him, will we live for him? You and I pick up remote controls and we put on whatever channel we want. You and I get in the car and start it and we drive wherever we want. You and I can let our minds go wherever they want. We can let our mouths say whatever we want. We can also be children of God, so awed by his love, so grateful for Jesus' sacrifice, that before we grab the remote or start the car or say the word, we stop and say, Lord, I want to watch and drive and speak and live for you. United to you, help me do what you would do. United to you, help me say what you would say. United with you, Jesus, help me be your presence of love, a word of encouragement, an offer of strength. Help me live for you. Romans 6 tries to capture it when it says, the death he died for sin once and for all, but the life he lives to God. United with Jesus, I hope we'll start every day. Lord, today I live to you. I start this day to you. I go to work today representing you. I come home to bless my family, blessing as you would bless. When we live to him who was willing to die for us, then we can, as Romans 6 goes on to say, count ourselves dead to sin. I don't need it. I don't need to watch it. I don't need to drive to it. I don't need to eat it, smoke it, drink it, whatever it is. I don't need it. I need him. And I want to live for him. And I want to share his life in me with the others around me as far as God will let me share that. Here's the way I hope that we can put it and live it. That we live this new life Jesus died and rose again to give us. The conversations, the prayers for others, the acts of service, the times that we still our lips instead of speaking back in reaction, all of it living to him who lived and died and united himself to us. To hear it one more time from Romans chapter 6, we were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. When we're weary, remember we're united to him and bring the weariness to Jesus. When we're strong and confident, remember we're united to him and give him the thanks and the praise. When we have the opportunity to bless someone else, we're united to him, so we do it with his strength and we do it in his words and his ways. And we have that chance. We have that chance. We who have heard God say to us, you are my daughter, you are my son, whom I love. I'm united with. You are my child whom I love, and with you I am well pleased. Now go and live that well-pleasing life and bless others through the life and the presence he gives us at baptism and to his glory. Amen. Amen.